Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Wow!
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
Okay, hello everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
The 26th day of February.
I know. It's amazing.
It is amazing because, you know, pretty much here in Florida, that means that winter is almost over.
Pretty much.
We start to get the spring breakers down.
Yes.
I know that I've seen a few of them where I work this week. And over the next couple weeks, it's not like we have droves of them where I work, but here in our area, especially like Clearwater Beach, St. Pete Beach, tons of spring breakers. So yes. It's going to be a little bit crowded, a little bit more crowded than normal here in the next couple of weeks.
And a little crazy,
traffic-wise, anyway.
Right.
Let's see. Tonight in the studio, as always, we have the regular suspects. Across the table from me at the opposite end is my girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes, that is me.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hello.
On the floor, we have one beast, and that would be my puppy. What's her name? Tilly.
Yeah.
Almost forgot her name. And I will be your host, and tonight my name is Alejandro. I like Alejandro. Right. Alejandro.
Alejandro.
How about Felix?
No.
Pepe?
Pepe.
Pepe.
Well, there's Pepe. There's a Pepe.
I was just going to say that.
Right. Here we are. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It is Friday, and it is happy hour. So here we go. I hope everybody has a drink. I hope everybody had a good week. I would suggest you kick off your shoes, get yourself a drink, and sit down and hush.
Yeah, right.
Because we're about to do this thing. Anyway, let's see.
Pay attention.
If you've been listening to the show, you know that we have been on sort of a pizza quest, the best pizza in town quest. And every night or every show, what we do, our pre-show dinner, especially for the month of February, has been a pizza.
Yes.
And let's see, what have we done? Our first pizza that we tried this month was from the Pizza Shack.
Yes.
Pizza Shack. Then we went to, what was next?
A Amore.
And then after that, we tried Jodo's.
Yes.
And then for tonight's show, we tried Original Pizza.
Original Pizza.
Okay. So Original Pizza, I like. We've had Original Pizza before.
Yeah.
I've always liked Original Pizza.
Yes.
Now, Pizza Shack, I had never tried.
Right.
I certainly had never tried A Amore Pizza and never will again.
Right.
Jodo's, I had tried years ago.
Right.
And now Original. Okay. So tonight, what we had was a deluxe pizza.
Yes.
We had a spinach pizza.
Yes.
We had a stromboli.
Yep.
And we had a calzone.
Yes.
Okay. All of it very good.
Yes. Very good.
All right. So if we're looking at our pizza quest for the month of February, I've just given you the list of the pizzas that we've had. Hannah Claire, how would you rate from best to worst?
Oh, man. I really like Original first.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Jodo's second. What was that one?
Pizza Shack.
And then the last one.
The A Amore. Yeah. I'm surprised that in your listing that Pizza Shack was third.
Right. Yeah.
Stephanie, what do you think?
I think Pizza Shack is first for me.
Okay. Well, see, my Pizza Shack pizza was so greasy.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but just a cheese pizza.
But original pizza can also be greasy.
Yeah, but I just had
but
the
you had the calzone. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So, Stephanie, what's your list?
I'm going to go Pizza Shack.
Jodo's.
Come on.
Or original.
I'm really not in a good position to do this because last week I was too sick to have pizza.
Ah, right.
So I can't really qualify.
And last week was Jodo's.
Was where Jodo's would go, but Pizza Shack, original, and Amore last. But
okay, so Jodo's third.
I would somewhere.
I think original first.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And then Pizza Shack, because I really like that one. Hadn't been there. Jodo's and then the Amore.
All right. For me, Pizza Shack was by far the best.
Yes.
And then for me, it's kind of a toss up between Jodo's and original.
Right.
I like them both. They're different. What have I had more? I've had more original pizzas, and I've always been happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I guess that kind of nudges out Jodo's. But Jodo's is a strong third.
Right.
And then Amore, that's just a mistake.
Right.
That was just a mistake that we will never make again.
Well, and see, the thing with original pizza, like Ty had the Stromboli.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that is the best Stromboli ever. If you're looking for a Stromboli or a calzone, original is definitely the place to go.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Stromboli is named after Joe Stromboli, who used to play for the Harlem Globetrotters?
I did not.
Okay. Well, so you learn something new every time on the show. Now, one of the things we're going to do about our pizza quest, because we only got four pizzas in for the month of February, we decided we're going to extend it. Excuse me.
Maybe not.
Yeah, we're going to extend it through the month of March.
Right.
Because there are definitely other pizza places out there that I am interested in. Mike's. I want to go back
there's
to Charlie and Millie's Beach Pizza.
There's this really good, what's it? Vito Michaels.
Vito Michaels.
They're really good. It's like a large slice.
Right. Well, okay.
Well, and I heard about a fairly new one over on Seminole Boulevard, Two Cousins.
Ah, I heard about Two Cousins. I've heard about that. And I also heard about a place called Christino's.
Okay. I haven't heard about that.
You have not, or you have? Christino's is good, but it's supposedly it's up, I don't know, in Clearwater. So that might be a little bit far for us to do before the show. But as far as our little area goes, I think
we have plenty.
We definitely have to do. And then what we'll do after we've done the eight, we'll revisit the best ones, and we will come up with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show best area pizza.
Sounds like a plan.
How about that? Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Okay.
Sounds like a lot more pizza. I'm going to have to start ordering smaller pizzas, though. I can only take so much pizza for lunch.
Yeah, but see, if you take it for lunch, then you get to not only sample it the night that we do the show, but then you get to savor it for a day or two afterwards.
Yeah. But what if it's not any good?
well,
then you're stuck with it.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, I like pizza, but I'm not the big pizza fan that everyone else is. I can't wait till we go back to cheeseburgers or something.
that'll be next. Okay, why don't we do this
Mexican
after March? Let's do the best burger in town.
Okay,
well, that'll be cool.
We can save that for more into the summer.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I mean, after March, we're talking spring.
We're
now we're
into April.
March, April.
Best Asian food.
Best Asian? Well, we don't have a whole lot of options. I mean, we've got the Chinese buffet. We've got Zamhi. And then we've got...
that's the only one you need to know of.
Several little, mom and pop places.
Golden Dragon or something.
Isn't that one
still there?
China Express.
New place.
Who Flung Do.
Well, I'm looking for an excuse to go to Carmelita's.
Some young guy.
Ty wants to go to Carmelita's.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should do that. Tijuana Flats,
Oh, yeah, we'll do Mexican. Okay, anyway, let's...
All right, well...
Something to think about for the future pre-show dinners.
It's amazing we're not all 500 pounds.
Yes, it is amazing. It is amazing. Okay, let's talk about sports, man. And I don't want to dwell on this just because I don't have a lot to talk about. The big thing for me is baseball.
Yes.
Spring training is starting. It's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. The games are going to start like next weekend.
Yes.
And I am very excited about baseball. I am so ready. I say this every year that, oh, man, you know, I've seen the what they're talking about in the paper about my Rays. And, oh, it looks like they're going to have a good season.
Yeah.
And I get so excited. And then, you know, sometimes they come out and they lose their first, you know, 8 games.
Oh, right.
Sometimes they come out and they win their first 8 games. And then you think, you know, when they win their first 8 games, oh, they're world beaters this year. They're going to go to the series and da-da-da-da. And then they go on a 20-game losing streak.
Right.
So you never know. It's a long season. It's 162 games. And you just have to wait and see. Let's see. I guess the other big sporting event that happened last weekend was the Daytona 500, where Denny Hamlin won.
Photo finish.
It was the first time since the very first one that they had a race that close.
Yes.
And what was it? How many years has this? I thought I wrote that down. This was like the 58th running,
right?
Daytona 500. And you know, we didn't watch the race up until probably, I think we turned it on when there were like 49 laps to go.
Right.
And then, of course, the way racing goes, they'll have a yellow flag. And during the yellow flag, everybody pits and they do this other kind of thing. But then by the time they go racing again, now all of a sudden there's 30 laps left.
Right.
And it's like, well, it always seems strange to me. It's like, when the yellow flag happens and you got 49 laps to go, it seems like you should just stop the race right there.
Right.
Stop, get everybody straight, and then start 49 laps.
Right.
But as they, you know, here they're drifting around the track, and now all of a sudden you got 30 laps left.
Right.
Then there's another yellow flag, and they do the same, you know, dance again. Now you got 21 laps to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like, all right, I guess.
I guess, whatever.
That's how you want to do it.
But it was kind of crazy because Denny Hamlin edged out Martin Truex right at the finish. I mean, you couldn't get a closer. I mean, probably 4 inches between bumpers.
Right.
Just amazing.
It was, what,
amazing
point, finish. 0.01 seconds apart.
Wow.
Crossing.
0.0.
1.
Anyway, as one of the things that we do here on the Market Radio Happy Hour show, not only do we test pizza and other dinners,
yeah.
We also test our local craft beers.
Yes.
And we have one on deck that we're going to taste this evening. And I guess before we do that, we ought to take a break.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will taste our local offering of craft beer.
Sweet.
See you in a minute.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Okay, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Okay, I drink beer.
And Ty doesn't.
And Ty doesn't.
I do not.
Let me get out tonight's offering.
From the
Cigar City Brewing Company, which is located in Tampa, Florida. Tonight's offering is called Tampa Style Lager.
Oh, let what me does get that the, mean?
Well, I don't know. We are about to find
lager.
Out. Let me open.
Is it lager or lager?
Did they misspell it?
Lager, lager. What do lager? You say?
Lager.
Lager. It's lager? Lager.
It's not a lager.
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 It's
lager.
Not lagging behind.
All right.
Are you from the Midwest?
Oh, it's a pretty lager. Color. Lager. Very light. Pass that on down. I think this one's going to be good. I can tell. I've got a feeling. It's not going to be all citrusy. I have a feeling it's going to be very yummy. Hold on. Don't do anything yet.
Delicious.
Let me get us all
delicious.
Poured. Yeah, it's very. It's got a very nice color.
Yes, it does.
Very nice color. Let's see here. I've got mine. Hannah Claire, you go ahead. Be the first victim.
Oh, come on. You're 21 now. Man up.
Oh, I guess that's not too bad.
Not too bad. How about that, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I like this one.
Okay. Are you noticing anything?
A little aftertaste, a little bitterish aftertaste.
I mean, no, okay. Look, is it citrusy?
No,
not at all.
Not at
okay.
All.
It actually is a little sweet. Floral.
Floral, sweet.
Huh.
Floral? Floral.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's safe.
It tastes
it's
like
drink some flowers.
Potpourri.
It's like eating daisies.
Ty, go ahead and wet your lip.
put your
oh,
lip
really
in there.
Oh, he really did. I watched it.
Yeah, wow.
Not bad.
All right,
now
take a real sip.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and man up and take the whole shot.
Oh, stop. Taste it.
I taste it. That's actually very nice.
Very good.
All right, now I'm taking the whole shot.
What? Hey. You just dipped your lip in it.
Where you get Sprite out of that?
No, I got Sprite.
That's gay.
Take a sip.
I thought it was good.
Take a sip.
I did.
Oh, no, it is. It's very good.
It's very good. I like it. This is something that I could drink.
Yes. And actually, the can,
yes.
I'm looking at the can, actually says that it's made for drinking.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean,
so that's a good
that.
Sign.
The can also says that this Tampa-style lager is inspired by the traditional German-style Helles, which translates to light-colored. We can agree on that.
Yes.
It is light-colored.
Very light.
Perfect for the Florida heat. It's a beer that's made for drinking. When it's truly hotter than Helles outside.
It was pretty good, though.
I'm actually pouring me another shot. You want to pass that down? And
I took Ty's.
Okay. Well, maybe Hannah wants another one.
No.
All right. So what do you suppose it pairs best with?
Cheeseburgers in paradise?
That's always interesting.
What?
Ty, anybody want to guess? Well, three guesses.
Okay.
Hannah Claire, you guess.
Horseshoes.
And? You got to have three.
Oh, three horseshoes. Guesses. Oh.
Horseshoes, so-and-so, and so-and-so.
Horseshoes. Horseshoes, a nice summer day, and cheeseburgers.
Okay. Stephanie?
I'm going to go fishing. Picnic.
Uh-huh.
And I already said cheeseburgers. Hey,
all right.
Stole my cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburgers is a hot topic. Go ahead, Ty.
Well, I mean, it reminded me of Sprite.
Okay.
So I'd go with Checkers Fries.
Checkers Fries?
Ooh,
fries. Mm.
I don't know. Being outside, I guess.
One more.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Come on.
Okay. Well, what it actually pairs best with are stogies, chili dogs, and masturbation.
Whoa. Okay.
So I'm guessing the can doesn't say what it
the
pairs.
The can does not say. And to be fair, I said a couple of weeks ago, if the can doesn't give us a clue, we'll just make it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The alcohol content is 4.5% by volume.
Might
well,
be a little
nice.
Stronger than that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't
having some
say
difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Horses.
I think it's the pizza overload.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some beef.
Yeah.
I'm having the meat sweats, Diane. It's so funny when you said that last week. I love that commercial. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, last week for Hannah's birthday, you guys did the Pedal Pub.
Yes.
Yes.
My buddy, Paul Hunley, who lives in Richmond, Virginia, a very good friend of mine, he sent me an app. Or a site to go to. Not an app,
I
guess.
What are you talking about?
Well, he sent me the site. He sent me the site for Richmond, Virginia's version of the Pedal Pub. And it's called Groove and Gears.
Right.
And I looked at that, and it looks like it's a very substantial vehicle. It looks like it would require a lot more pedaling than our local pedal pub. Yeah.
I don't
would.
Know. It's metal, so maybe it's a...
It looked heavy.
Ours was metal?
No, ours was wood.
Yeah, it had a lot of wood.
Ours was...
It had a lot of metal.
But the Richmond one, like the whole body looks like aluminum. Yeah.
What was that? Remember during like the War of 1812, they had that iron ship?
Yeah.
Whatever it was that the Caramac or the Ironside, whatever it was.
Uh-oh. Paul corrected us on that one.
Yeah,
before.
He did. It reminded me of that. But apparently, if you want to do... Now, see, Richmond is hilly.
Right.
But they also have the river there, and there are trails along the river. So I'm assuming that you can take this thing on a river tour, which would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool. Yeah. It looks like... I don't know how this compares to the one that you guys did... $35 per ticket?
Ours were 30.
Okay. So it's a little bit more expensive. And then they say that you can do a private tour, and I'm guessing that's what you do along the river, anywhere from 8 to 14 people for $420.
Right.
And all of them, both things, are 2 hours.
Right. And you can do that with the Pedal Pub also. Mm-hmm. You can rent the whole bicycle, and I think it was $395 for the 2 hours. So very comparable in price.
If you rent the whole bicycle, does it still come with the driver?
Yes. No, you can just go rogue
in the city, up on the sidewalks, in the park, chasing the homeless people.
Yeah.
No.
Bullhorn. Hey, get out of the way.
How do you stop?
Mm-hmm. All right, so months ago, we had talked about Facebook changing the way that you were going to be able to somebody's post.
Right.
And at the time, they had mentioned, now this has been like 6 months ago, they had mentioned that probably what they were going to do is give us a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of just the, thumbs up, which I thought was very cool because there are a lot of people that post on Facebook that I don't always agree with. And I thought a thumbs down was like, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Siskel and Ebertish.
Yeah. Well, what they did instead was they came out with these emojis that just actually launched this week. I think it was Wednesday. I think as of Wednesday, it was a worldwide launch.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So now what you have, as well as the thumbs up like, you have a, what do you have? You have these emojis. You have a love, which is just a heart. You have a ha-ha, which is like a smiley face. You have a wow.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sad. Or you have an angry.
Oh.
I don't know that any of those
are
exactly putting out the message that I want to put out sometimes.
Right.
I would like for it to be a little bit more...
Colorful?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
A little more FU-ish?
Well, I have in the past written some things.
Yes.
Some comments that have gotten me into trouble. But it would be nice to have like... what if you had not... You have the thumbs up. You have the thumbs down. And then you just have the middle finger.
Yeah, that would work for me.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. The middle finger. I like that. So
we're trying to, I think, make the internet a nicer place.
Yeah.
Good
since so many people feel like they can hide behind.
Yeah, but people don't use it as a nicer place. A lot of people use it to try to sway you politically.
Right.
Attack people. There's a lot of religious references that I'm not crazy about.
Oh, way too much.
You know, it's like, keep it to yourself. Look, I get it. If you're religious, that's great. Good for you. Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear about it. I don't need to hear what Jesus did for me.
Yeah.
All the time.
Will he paint the house?
He was a carpenter. We do need some work done.
Hey. Yeah.
Maybe you can come and finish the bathroom.
I've got some projects.
Yeah, right. Ty's got some projects at his house.
He's going to show up and he's going to go,
carpenter.
Hello, I'm Jesus.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Now get in there and fix that bathroom.
Oh, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, that's Facebook.
Anyway, at least there's more options now.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, now, Hannah Claire, now that you're 21,
yeah,
and I think it's, I get the biggest kick out of, just like, what was it, I think yesterday evening, you came home and you said, oh, me and Jeromeo were downtown, and yeah, we popped in someplace, and I had a banana daiquiri. Yeah. That's typical 21, you know, you don't know what you're doing,
no, right,
yeah. But you're out there willing to try it all.
Right,
yeah. Fruity drinks.
Yeah.
Good.
I like that. Well, here now is a delivery system or company called Drizzly.
Yeah.
And it's an app or a website where they've been in Tampa since November. Now, as of this week, they are here in Pinellas County.
Really?
And what it does is it gives you the opportunity to order beer, liquor, wine.
Yeah.
And they bring it to your house.
Like crazy cocktails? Like crazy?
Are they No.
They're not bringing drinks.
Oh.
They're bringing like the bottle. Stuff.
Okay.
So.
Minimum, you know, for like house arrest.
Well, there's a $20 minimum and then a $5 delivery fee. Which I think is reasonable.
That's very reasonable. Sure. Well, you know, and I think it's funny that it launched this week when we finally got our in-house delivery system.
Yeah, right.
You know, that like the other night,
Hannah, go get beer.
Hannah, can you go get some beer?
Right, exactly.
It was such a score.
And I promise I won't do that on a regular basis. But every once in a while.
That's okay, because when I went, I bought myself a bunch of stuff anyway.
So. I just think it would be very nice if you're out, you should call and go, I'm on my way home. Do you need anything?
Yeah, okay.
Do you need me to stop by the liquor store?
Right. Yeah. One of the things that's cool about this Drizzly, let's say you're having a party, and your party involves cooking a lot of different dishes.
Right.
All right. And you don't have time to now go to the liquor store.
Right.
So now you can call Drizzly. They're going to bring over whatever you want for your party.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it would get all those old people out of line at Total Wine.
Exactly. You know? They say that the prices... Yeah. The prices of the liquor is not any higher than what's in the liquor store. So there's no markup.
Nice.
The only thing is that there's a $20 minimum and then the $5 delivery fee, which I think is reasonable.
Yeah, that's not very reasonable. Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I
just
definitely
don't know about
like
that name, Drizzly.
Drizzly? Yeah, it sounds like a some sort of something that happens when you have an STD.
Yeah.
I got the drizzly.
I got a little drizzly working over here.
Oh,
oh
no.
That's bad.
That sounds like a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Drizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Sounds like a place where you would catch something.
Yeah. So what do you think as far as... All right. Now, they started in Tampa in last November. If you had to guess, what are the most deliveries
as far as
wine, liquor, or beer?
I'm gonna go beer.
Nope, I would have thought that too, but it's too easy to make a beer run,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, 37% of the sales in Tampa were liquor,
okay,
26% were wine, and only 19% were beer.
I wonder if that's because more men drink beer and more women drink wine or other alcohol. It's harder for us to carry.
Yeah.
You know, you're buying a case of wine. That's pretty heavy.
Right.
So what happens when the delivery guy shows up and it's like a bunch of 15-year-olds?
No, well, that's the thing. No. What they do is they show up. They show up, scan your ID.
And then they tase you.
And then they tase you. No, they scan your ID, and if everything's, you know, hunky-dory, then you go. You just need to have the old guy with the good ID answer the door.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I can see where there could be some problems.
Yeah, think?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
It says that Drizzly was founded in 2012, now operates in 19 markets. Tampa Bay and Pinellas County are the only locations in Florida so far. Mm-hmm. It says, and there are just a handful of markets in the southeast. So I guess it's pretty popular up north.
Really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm sure if it's snowed in.
Snowed in. Yeah. Right. You don't want to go out in that. So you have somebody in a Jeep bring you your, you know, Jack Daniels.
Right.
Whatever.
$5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worth it.
Yep.
A big hurricane wagon drives around down here.
Yeah, right.
The top five Tampa orders, Tito's Vodka, Bud Light, Smirnoff No. 21 Vodka, Woodbridge Chardonnay, and Veuve Cliquot Brut.
What?
Are you saying that right? That
one's
a little out of your scope, buddy.
Okay. We won't be ordering
it
that one.
It must be French.
Sounds
it's
fancy.
Champagne, and it's got a yellow label. That's okay. All I'm going to tell you about that.
Yeah, we'll be calling up. Can we get that champagne with the yellow label?
Clip-clop.
Right.
Come on.
Well, clip-clop. Is that pew squat?
Right. Anyway. All right.
Oh, funny.
Let's see. We should play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Stephanie, do we have a theme?
We do.
What would it be?
It would be the Academy Awards.
Nice, because we are going to talk about that next.
Yes.
All right, so we need to take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about our, we will play our Academy Awards version of Stump the Chump.
Ashley from Mad Beach, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete is badass.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Now, tonight's music, that song was Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Before that, we played I Hear You Knockin' by Dave Edmonds, and we started off the show with I Got You by James Brown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am not even going to tell you what our last song is going to be.
Fine.
It's going to be a surprise.
A surprise.
Okay. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump? Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't expect you to actually know the answers.
We're going to start off like that.
You probably want these are all multiple choice. So you're
because it's radio, let's give our answers in sign language.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to want me to give all the answers.
I'm wearing my funny hat today.
Yes, you look funny.
None of you will ever be able to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just know that it's very funny.
It's funny. Tie in his funny hat. What was the longest movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture? Lawrence of Arabia, Gone with the Wind, War and Peace, or Cleopatra? Mark.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
What? I rang first.
No, you didn't.
War and Peace was the longest book.
No. It was the longest book, yes. No. What was the only animated film to be nominated for Best Picture? Beauty and the Beast, Finding Nemo, Toy Story, or Anastasia? Hannah.
Toy Story.
No. Ty.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Ah, nice. Cool. Right. 1-1 nothing.
Boys are up.
0.0.
What female actress has received the most nominations? Is it Katherine Hepburn, Betty Davis, Jane Fonda, or Meryl Streep? Mark.
Meryl Streep.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Dad has two. All right. Dad has two. Ty has one. Hannah.
Damn it.
Is next.
Come on.
Which male actor has received the most nominations? Laurence Olivier, Spencer Tracy, Jack Nicholson, or Paul Newman Tyler?
I was going to say Tom Hanks, so I guess. Yeah. I guess no.
You out. Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. She's on the board.
Job. Hannah's on the board.
Really? Jack?
Jack Nicholson.
Jackie okay. Jack.
Who was the oldest performer to win the Best Actor Oscar? Was it Henry Fonda, Richard Farnsworth, George Burns, or John Wayne? Mark.
George Burns.
No.
Oh, come on. He was 100 years old.
No. Ty.
John Wayne?
No.
Farnsworth.
Last one.
Henry Fonda. He won for On Golden Pond.
Oh, really?
Damn it.
It was perfect. He wasn't acting.
They didn't give George Burns an honorary one when he was 100?
No.
For Who? Oh God.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, you're 100.
Yeah.
Better give him one.
Who was the youngest actress to win an Oscar? Was it Patty Duke, Tatum O'Neill, Anna Paquin,
or Tatum
Shirley
O'Neil.
Temple? Mark, Tatum O'Neill gives you...
Paper Moon.
Gives you three. Mark has three. Ty has one. Hannah has one.
You just know because he had a crush on him.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who didn't back then?
Right.
God.
Three movies have won 11 Oscars. Lord of the Rings and Titanic are two. What is the other one? Is it West Side Story, The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, or Schindler's List? Hannah.
Schindler's List.
Come on. No.
Come on.
Ty.
Read me the list again. I got to
start. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
Okay. Come on.
West Side Story.
No.
The Ten Commandments or Ben-Hur?
I'm going to go with Ten Commandments.
No.
Ben-Hur.
Yes. And with Ben-Hur, Dad just won.
Yep.
Look at the Oscar knowledge on you.
They love me.
Do you know how much an Oscar weighs?
Yes, I do.
12 pounds.
It weighs 2 pounds, 16, 2 pounds, 8 ounces.
No.
Do you know?
It weighs 8.5 pounds.
Eight and a half pounds. Holy moly. That's heavy.
And they stand. And
they're solid gold.
13.5 inches tall.
They're plated.
You win an Oscar, 8 pounds, solid gold. You don't ever have to do another thing in your life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Hannah smelt it. She must have dealt it.
That Austin Powers.
All right, I have a question about this movie, Deadpool.
Yeah.
It is not on any Academy Award list. However, I am very interested in this. It's not my... usual cup of tea,
but it is
because it's an action hero type movie.
Well, a comedy.
It's Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Is that correct? Okay, and he plays. Now, is the character called Deadpool? Is that the name of the movie?
He is Deadpool.
So the name of the character is Deadpool.
Well, yes. Wade Wilson, but when he's got the costume on, he's Deadpool.
Okay, so his alter ego is Wade Wilson.
Yes.
Doesn't he play basketball? Oh, yes. That's Dwayne Wade.
I am so confused. What?
Wade Wilson, I think, was a backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys at one point when I was a kid.
Oh.
Is he Deadpool?
The more you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So you've both seen it.
Yes.
Hannah, you saw it in Sense-A-Round.
IMAX.
Yeah, IMAX. When I was a kid, the big thing was Sense-A-Round, right?
Yeah.
Where your seat jostled, and every once in a while you might smell something. It might be the person next to you, or it could be like the you know, something in the movie.
You might smell something.
Yuck.
God, that's a bad thing.
Now, this is an R-rated movie.
Yep.
And what they're saying is that this film enjoyed the best domestic debut ever for an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earning an estimated $135 million over the three-day President Day holiday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Usually, what movie studios try to do is their blockbuster is usually PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that an R-rated movie has come out and kicked such ass at the box office.
Well, it was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to see it.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to have to go to the theater to see it.
To really enjoy it?
To enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Dad's taking me to the movies.
Yeah. It says 8 of the top 10 highest grossing movies of all time in the U.S. Box offices have all been PG-13.
Okay.
So for this one to come out and start, you know, really kicking ass like it has, being R-rated, and a movie, it's a action hero?
Yeah, it's a superhero movie.
Superhero movie. What does he do?
He's...
What's his deal? Is he blind?
No, he's just crazy. He was a mercenary.
They say that he has a lot of foul language.
Yes.
Yes.
Plenty.
Perfect.
My kind of guy.
Yes. There's hope for you being a superhero yet.
Was he a Marine?
There's nudity.
Nudity,
there's quite
too.
Quite a bit of nudity.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, if it's Ryan Reynolds, I'm not interested.
You only see him naked once, and he's like been caught on fire.
So. Yeah. Ah. He's all wrinkly looking. It's rough, mm-hmm. but you see it. Synced it.
You synced it.
Synced.
All right. So Sunday are the Academy Awards. As a matter of fact, the 88th Academy Awards.
Oh. Yes.
And the Best Picture nominees are The Big Short. Have not heard of that.
I have. Supposedly, that's a really good.
Well,
movie.
It's one of the nominees for Best Picture. Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn. Mad Max Fury Road,
that was good.
The Martian,
that was
The
good.
Revenant, that I really want to see.
I wanted to see that.
Room and Spotlight.
I haven't heard of that one.
Okay. Best Actor Leading Role, Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, Matt Damon in The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant,
well, I gotta go with
Michael Fassbender in Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl. Best Actress Leading Role, Kate Blanchett in Carol, Brie Larson in Room, Jennifer Lawrence in Joy, Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, and Soiree, I guess that's what it is, Ronan, Miss Ronan in Brooklyn. So right. I'm not going to go through the, you know,
all the other stuff.
Other ones, but those are the big ones that we're looking for.
I need to update our Netflix.
I really want to see Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I like him as an actor.
He's
and
really
I've seen,
turned himself around.
Well, I've seen clips of this movie. It's it looks like a survival kind of movie, and there's like I heard that there was like a bear attack in this movie that it will blow your mind.
Okay.
Yep. So it looks like it's I don't know, is it Alaska? Wherever he is, it looks like there's a lot of snow, a lot of in the woods.
Yeah.
You know.
Not Florida.
I like to say that I'm a fan of those kinds of movies because I, you know, not because I think that I could be that person.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, because, you know, as soon as my fingers and toes get cold and there's a bear, I'm out.
I'm
out. Your fingers and toes are cold.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're the biggest baby.
Yeah. So anyway, all of the nominees for these movies get a $232,000 Oscar gift bag.
Yes.
In there.
Oh my
well,
God.
I'm
going to
tell
amazing
you what's in there.
Stuff.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, I'm not going to go through every one, but all right. One is a 10-day all expenses paid trip to Israel worth $55,000.
Well, I might pass on that one.
Me too, because it says here,
your safety is not guaranteed.
Yeah. It says here, you get first class airfare, 5-star hotel accommodations, and private security escort.
Hmm.
I don't want to go on a vacation where I need a private security escort.
Send me to Busch Gardens for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Right. Let's see. Private walking tour of Japan for up to 15 days. That's $54,000. Now, I'd like that.
That would be pretty, very cool.
Yeah, I could get into that one. Chapstick.
Yes.
That's a $6 value. $6 value on the Chapstick.
Good old Chapstick.
Let's see. Dandy patch to make sweat stains. What? $21 to make sweat stains. Is there anything that you would want to make sweat stains?
No.
Maybe this is a misprint.
Maybe.
It says dandy patch to make, and I underlined it twice and highlighted it, to make sweat stains. $21
Well, hey.
Well, maybe that's in case the paparazzi are following you. You can look like you were working out when you leave the gym.
Yeah, this one sounds nice. Three-night stay at the Grand Hotel Excelsior Vittoria in Sorrento, Italy. $5,000.
Excelsior.
That would be nice. Three-night stay at the Grand Hotel Tremezzo in Lake Como. $5,000. Also nice. But where the hell is Lake Como? Is that here? Is that where is Lake Como?
I don't know.
Look that up, somebody.
I don't know about going to Lake Como. I don't know.
And then here's one that I thought was interesting. Memo bottles, valued at $47. Is this something that's like they just give you like an empty bottle that you can like send messages in a bottle?
Yeah, it's like full of sticky.
Memo bottles, $47.
Hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Re-gift.
Re-gift. Here's one that's interesting. Vampire breast lift, valued at $1,900. What the hell is that? Vampire breast lift.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
Yeah. And because everybody in Hollywood is so plastic, you get 740 park plastic surgery. I guess that's the place. 740 park plastic surgery, valued at $5,530.
In case you need some.
Yeah. Now, there are 43 items in this bag, totaling $232,000.
Yes.
So those are just some of the highlights that I found.
Right there is why so many countries don't like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I quickly want to talk about this whole Apple situation, Apple phones, and the U.S. government and the FBI. And what I want to say about it is when I first heard it, I was very disappointed in Apple. The fact that they were refusing to open up the phone of this killer in San Bernardino. And I thought, well, you got a lot of nerve. I mean, this, to me, is a case of national security.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if you can do anything to help look into what these people or who these people may have been affiliated with,
right?
Why aren't you doing that?
Right.
But now this has been a week going on. Maybe more than that. And I can see Apple's point. They don't want this to become a situation where anytime the FBI has a case, a drug case, a murder case, they don't want them coming and going, look, you need to open this person's phone.
Right.
They're afraid that in the long run, you know, private citizens' phones are going to be looked into a lot like Big Brother kind of thing. And, you know, I can see where they're concerned about that, but I can also see like the government and the FBI's point. It's like, look, this is something that could really help.
Right.
Maybe there's nothing on there, but maybe there is.
Right.
Let's check it out.
I guess, yeah.
I think it needs to be on a case-to-case basis.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not something that the government, it's not like you develop this app to break into these phones and give it to the government. You keep it.
Well, you can't tell me that they don't already have something for that.
Well, they have ways. They have all of these codes that they can put in. But the way these phones are set up, it's like if you go past 10 attempts, it wipes everything off the phone. So I think they've been getting up to 8 or 9 attempts and going, well, do we want to risk the next one?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't know.
That's such a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Slippery slope.
Slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Boy, we're right down to the end of it again. Does anybody know where the most billionaires live?
Vegas.
Nope.
California.
Nope.
Aspen.
Wouldn't you think the Big Apple, New York?
Oh, maybe.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, not anymore. You know where they are, the billionaire capital of the world is?
Where?
Beijing, China.
Oh. Oh.
They edged out New York. Beijing now has 100 billionaires to New York's 95.
Mm.
How did we get that many billionaires?
Right.
Billionaires.
Billionaires.
These people have crazy money.
Yes.
Why don't we?
Right.
Where's it at?
Sponsor our show.
Sign the check.
Yeah. We have sunshine.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Here in St. Pete, I was going to mention this a week or two ago on the show, but I didn't. We ran out of time. But down in Paso Grille, they're going to open a dog beach.
Yes.
And I think that's very fantastic. Nice. As a matter of fact, I think that just this week, they approved that. So there will be a beach along Paso Grille. You know, and Paso Grille basically goes from the Don Cesar all the way down to that point.
To the end.
To the end of Paso Grille, which we love.
Absolutely love Paso Grille.
We love Paso Grille. And I think it's fantastic. Now, do I think that we could take our dogs there?
No. No.
Absolutely not. No. One of the things is you have to have a leash. Your dog has to be on a leash, and the leash can't be any more than 8 feet long.
Right, and it can't be one of those extender things.
Right. We would have to have a anchor chain.
Right.
No more than 3 feet long. And a 300-pound sumo wrestler to anchor our dogs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
that would not go over well.
No. I would love to see Tilly's reaction to the water like that. Well, I could just see her splashing around. I think she would have a ball.
But she would have to. We would have to reserve the park where she could be there alone.
Yeah.
Yep. One of the things I wanted to talk about quickly is here at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
For years, and this is not just the Hard Rock Cafe, but all casinos everywhere, the drink servers have always been female.
Right.
Well, now it appears that, especially here in the seminal Hard Rock Cafe here in, considered Tampa?
Yes.
More than half of the patrons are female.
Well, yeah.
So now they are going to start hiring male drink servers.
Oh,
keep the little old ladies in.
I was going to say the old girls are going to love it. Yeah. They'll get on their little bus and go over. It
says that they currently have 170 drink servers that are all female. But as of Wednesday, they had already taken in 60 applications from male
drink servers.
Applicants.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is fired.
Yeah. It says that the males, well, the whole thing, oops. Dropped it.
Well, I'm going to say.
Well, it's always been where the female drink servers wear the high heel shoes, the mini dress,
right.
Mini skirt, or
so
whatever.
Are these guys going to be like? Speedos? Are these guys going to be like Chippendales?
Well, I thought that. Yeah. I thought that originally, but it says what the males are going to wear is boots, black pants, a button-down shirt with a red undershirt, and this is to pair with the female servers who currently wear a red and black corset, satin skirt, fishnet stockings, and knee-high boots.
Hmm. I think they'd be better if they were shirtless with just a bow tie.
Yeah, like Chippendales or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I might go gamble.
Yeah. You're going to gamble. You're a gamble. Okay.
Or get some drinks anyway.
We need to wrap it up once again. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
Okay. Stephanie?
No. Can't think of anything.
Tie in.
Go see Deadpool.
Go see Deadpool.
Okay. I will take that under advisement. All right. If there's nothing else, then Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. We look forward to talking at you again next week at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Are we getting up early?
It's the Happy Hour Show.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, good night, everybody. See you next week.
Get out of here.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know
is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
That's it.